made something like this. Good, I don't know, I think we can do that. There it goes. I would say there not have something in my order. You haven't raised this with him yet, so he doesn't.
No, I had to work this out. I attempted this morning in general way to depress him until it's actually warm. I'm not no comfort at all this morning, but we did get the question.
Clark yet?
Show me the power of the past night.
Okay. I see. Okay, fine. Fine. And I'll wait a while. See, that's a word. He doesn't know I'm back.
Put yourself into the hacking position of the U2,
right?
And Just say we pry through official channels, and I have nothing further to say. Just enigmatic as hell. Okay?
We will apply through.
And if I will be delivered soon, if possible.
If I'm within my channels, I'll reply.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
You did a good job. Program to do the political, excellent, those things you mentioned.
Keeps the other people in line, too, doesn't it, huh?
But I think, Mr. President, I talked to Stuart Alston just...
Let me ask you. You didn't have to come over, but I thought you had to get... See, Robin's got a fairly brief...
Oh, no, I'm not doing it.
But I asked you one question. How did the rest balance your conversation with Reed and what he knew?
He's slobbering all over.
He wasn't...
He said...
What'd he say about the ships? What do you think really happened? Ships were or not? How serious were they?
Louis and Ed and Benny, for example.
No, I mean, we had a plan. They had it took them weeks to get this ready.
Oh, yeah. But we'd like to make the position publicly, Mr. President, if it isn't settled.
Oh, I understand. Oh, I'm not letting Ziegler tell him what to do. I'm just letting him say I'm not going to do that. Why do we have to explain every time?
You did not do the same thing. The same thing would be the same thing that you have done.
Okay.
But this way, now when I said to the Freeman, I want to do one thing on the tour, he started hacking and hassling away with me and about the... why are you bothering in those communities? And it's not to solve any interesting. We kind of discovered this is theoretically sound. The fact of the matter is, the president's going to make the final decisions next week. Now, if you keep in Moscow, I'm going to talk to him while you go. Then, he's going to have wasted 3 days. And the president will have to act on the same information as now. And then at the same time, I said, you know, the tragedy in the illegal Italy, European security goals, this was the best relations we've ever had in the post-war period. It's all going down the drain. He said, why can't the president go? Because I said, of your irresponsibility, he said. Of your irresponsibility. And of course, the one other thing they might want to do, you know, I'm just looking at everything. You know, I can test that they might want to humiliate me, you know. And destroy this aura of having done it in Peking, but
never.
It'd be a cheap shot.
Never. What are you going to do when I want it to be? Are you actually ready to take that on?
We're ready to.
Let me tell you that. I would be as concerned about it.
If
Congress were showdown, and they say no, then we'll just put the blockade on the hell of the election. I don't care. We're gonna crush Vietnam now. We have to do it. If they will not be reasonable at all, we have no choice.
President, I cannot believe for them to have me in Moscow. How they dread it up under these circumstances. Is the tremendous confession of complete concern.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
After all, when people say you are risking the summit with having bombed Hanoi and Haiphong, but that's 6 weeks from now, four and a half weeks from now, 5 weeks from now.
Summit is 5 weeks.
Yes, summit is. It's 5 weeks from now. Here we are, 4 days after we bombed Hanoi and Haiphong. They see the man who they know must have been the one of the principal executives of the city.
Laird and Moore are going. Laird is going to testify tomorrow. That's what he's going to do.
Huh? You'll be in
that. Yeah. I think that we owe it to him and Moore if you think well of him. If you would arrange it second. Had him and Moore come over talk to him a little prior to the war to tomorrow. I told him to study Roger's testimony for him and assure him that he would make this agreement and testimony. Maybe you know, I could do it any time. I could do it at 5 or I could do it at 4. Do 7 times. What time would be best for you?
After 4.
How about the other
4:35.
4:30?
5 would be good.
We'll do it at 5 then. You call them by, and I have, I'm all set. I've got an hour right then. They won't be taking them. But it's just good for more Laird to hear a threat from us.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Although they're pretty tough.
Well, I know they are, but I don't want them to, frankly, overplay what they're doing. I think we're on the right line right now.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we want them to be a little tougher. Let's talk.
There's nothing wrong with it. Well, let them try to
see. You see, they will read the Rogers thing, and
We think it should be hard, tougher than Rogers, but let it go.
I think they should stick to the position they have put, moving forward.
Well, I think it would be necessary. I think I should see them anyway. And I think, I just think more of them, I mean, I used to play the ball out.
But anyway, I think later on, they could say, they seem to have more than that.
Good. We'll do put that on 5 o'clock.
I'll have to say you talked to Rogers on his other call.
Yeah.
Before his testimony.
Yeah, I talked yesterday and this morning. President's in communication with Rogers yesterday, and I saw him also Saturday night. He talked to the secretary Saturday night.
Sunday.
Yesterday, Sunday. He talked to the secretary Saturday night, Sunday, and this morning before I saw him.
Was it that morning? You being there for,
Yeah, 5 o'clock. Okay.
Thank you.